love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, maybe good afternoon, or maybe even good evening to all of you sports fans all over the globe. Welcome in, people. We are the hottest sports variety program from Phoenix to wherever you may be in the universe. Thank you for listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 211, SportsByline.com, iHeart, TuneIn, you name it. Heartland Newsfeed, I don't know how you're checking us out, but we appreciate you listening to us, and hopefully we are going to get your minds off of what's going on in the world as we know it today. Holy cow, people, I don't know what you're doing, I don't know what I'm doing, I don't think I know what anybody's doing, but I do know that we are all in this together, Mike Wilson. Nobody has sports, nobody has anywhere to go, nobody has anything but one thing where we all need to come together, my friend. Good morning, buddy. I haven't seen you in a while. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing good. We don't have anything. And I think we could talk about my son and I playing around the world yesterday at the basketball court in our neighborhood. But, it's a tough situation, but tough people. We'll get through this, and we're going to get through this just like we do anything else in this country.
I agree, man, and you know what? It just is kind of one of those adult timeouts. We're all just kind of sitting back and kind of taking things in, and just from a way different perspective, a lot slower perspective, if you know what I mean. All right, so on the other side, we're going to hook up with our good friend, Professor John Poulter, Professor of Sports. Keep it close, everybody. Just getting warm, just getting loosed up. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody.
Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
At Chili's, we know things are a little uncertain these days. We'd like to help out by waiving our delivery fees.
Delivery is free, baby, free, baby, free.
So you get all your Chili's favorites in your home.
Or right to your car, baby, car, baby, car.
There's curbside delivery, too. Just order on Chili's.com.
It's super easy, two birds with one Chili's.
With Chili's right to your door and no delivery fees.
We've got your back, baby, back.
At Chili's.com.
Delivery's free, baby, free, baby, free. Together with Chili's, oh yeah, baby, yeah.
Where available, free delivery through Chili's.com, not via third-party delivery platform. Additional restrictions may apply.
Virginia, 6 seconds to go. Mooney up the floor, three on the left wing. That is no good. Rebound pulled down by DeAndre Hunter, and they're going to dribble it out from ruin to redemption. The Virginia Cavaliers are the 2019 NCAA National Champions. 85-77, Virginia wins its first men's basketball championship.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you like we always do each and every Sunday morning, live 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Holy cow, people, the world has changed right before our very eyes, and now we're going to hook up with somebody who is in a different country, and you know what, can give us a little perspective on what's happening there first and foremost, and then we'll talk some sports as well, but we got to welcome in our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andy. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, man. You know, under the circumstances, I think we're all obviously being hit in a way where it can take you in several different ways. I think a lot of people feel like some of their freedoms being taken away. I think a lot of people don't necessarily believe the hype. I think you got some people that are too panicked. I think that, you know, it's probably somewhere in the middle for me, to be quite honest with you, and I think I'm trying to keep a pretty level head and staying calm, cool, and collected. I think at a time like this is probably one of the best things that anybody can do. But you know what? We're all in this together. How are you feeling first and foremost? And give us the situation and the scene in Toronto and Canada, and just let us know what's going on there.
Well, I guess I feel very much the same way that you do about it, Andy. You know, we're looking at all spectrums here. There's people that aren't taking this seriously. There's people that are perhaps taking it a little bit too seriously. I think there are some people that feel that their freedoms have been taken away, but at the end of the day, we have to trust the people that are making the decisions that, you know, they're making the right decisions, albeit perhaps a little bit too late. But you know, here's a city that's the fourth or fifth largest city in North America, and boy, I tell you, it's a different city than the one I've lived in for the last 40-some years. The Toronto Transit Commission, which is the buses, the subway, the streetcar system throughout the city, reported yesterday that in the past 7 days, their ridership has been down 60%. Now, that's partly because a lot of people aren't going to work. A lot of people that are in non-essential industries are working from home, so that's commuter traffic is reduced. Also, bars, restaurants, movie theaters, places like art galleries, the CN Tower, the museums, all of those kinds of public places are closed because they don't want great numbers of people there. Even curling clubs and tennis clubs, and I assume if they ever get to the stage where they can open golf clubs, will also be closed. So, you know, it's a much different environment, something that our generation has never seen before. I made a comment the other day to a friend of mine that you know, this probably gives us a very minor look at what it must have been like for our parents' generation when there were wartime restrictions. Obviously, this is serious, not quite as serious as a world war, but it does perhaps give our generation a much better appreciation for what previous generations went through, lining up to get into grocery stores, no more than 50 people in any one place at any one time. Not sure how they're going to police that. I guess they're working on the fact that most people will look at it from an honor system standpoint, but certainly a changed world. My wife made the comment yesterday that I wonder how much of this will change back when this pandemic is over. You know, they're putting plexiglass counters up at the grocery stores now to protect the workers. So you have to wonder if that kind of thing might be something that will stick long term. Who knows? I guess we'll find out in a few months.
Yeah, hey, Mike, before you jump in real quick, I do think that life as we were living it before definitely changes. Hopefully it changes for the better, to be honest with you. And just everybody just is a little bit more aware that, you know what, things can come at us in any way, shape, or form in many different directions. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I would certainly piggyback what you just said right there, Andy. You know, John, you know, you live in the land of hockey up there, and I'm just curious what you crazy Canadian hockey fans are doing without your beloved sport.
Well, it's I guess it's different, Mike, not only for the fact that there's no hockey, but certainly because of the time of year in the hockey season. The U.S. are missing things like the NCAA tournament and spring training baseball, but at least that's the start of something. Hockey is getting to the point where it's almost at the key weeks of the season, that last 10, 12, 15-game playoff run and then 2 months of playoffs. Quite frankly, I don't think we're going to see any more hockey this season. I know that there's a conference call scheduled tomorrow with the league office and all 31 owners, but I'd be very surprised if we see any more hockey. I think everybody's sitting back saying, you know, this is not good, but clearly, as we've talked before, you know, this is something that's necessary. We've now had two NHL players as yet unnamed, and that's really not important who these people are, but the Ottawa Senators have had two people on their team diagnosed with the virus. They believe they picked it up through a Western road trip through San Jose, Los Angeles, and Anaheim about a week before the virus became big news in terms of the NBA and the NHL and subsequently other leagues shutting down. So we're just going to have to learn to live without it. You know, there's no sports anywhere. You read the sports section in the newspaper, and it's about a page and a half, if that. It's a whole different lifestyle than what many of us are used to, but that's the way it is, I guess. We have to get used to it, and we have to trust the people that have made the decisions that they're doing the right thing.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down the current situation in Canada. And obviously we're talking a little bit about hockey now. Question for you. Have you been on our airwaves? I don't know if, Mike, if you've caught this when you're driving around, but obviously we're in that time when March Madness would be happening, and I'm driving around and I'm listening to some games that are being covered, obviously, from previous tournaments. I think we could have that with baseball. I think we could have that with hockey. I think, you know, at the end of the day, we're seeing how important sports are in everybody's day-to-day life. And you know what? It just makes us understand and appreciate when we get this stuff back. I think you know what? We're all going to be extremely excited. We're all going to be loving our teams. We're all going to be loving the fact that we can watch these things. I do think that the course of action moving forward when sports do come back, I do think it's going to be a little different for a while. What can you make any guesses as to what they might do when they bring sports back, John?
Well, it's an interesting question because, you know, obviously a couple of the sports were at the peak of their seasons. One sport, and I guess I'm talking about the big four here in the NFL, Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NHL. NHL and NBA, obviously at key points in their season just before the playoff run. Major League Baseball not ready yet to start, was scheduled to start on the 26th of March. I don't think we're going to see baseball at the very earliest before June 1st. I think it'll probably be July 1st. The NFL, ironically, has been the sport that is out of season, but has been the one in the news the last week with all the player movements, including a couple of major signings. So I think the way that everybody treats this will be a little bit different. I think the sports have to be very careful about how they bring these things back. I don't know whether they're going to sit down and discuss whether they can bring them back over a staggered basis, because it'll be like kind of like going from 0 to 100 in 2 seconds if everything comes back at once. But certainly there are some things that have been lost for the season. The World Hockey Championship's gone. The Men's and Women's Curling World Championship's gone, NCAA Madness gone, as we know. Junior hockey in Canada, which is probably the best junior hockey around, probably a slight step above the U.S. college system, but that whole system in Canada has been shut down, which, of course, then eliminates a trophy called the Memorial Cup, which is the junior equivalent to the Stanley Cup. That's a very prestigious tournament for a junior team to win, and something that a lot of junior players love to have on their resume. We won't see that this year. It's going to be different. How people treat it is another story. I think baseball maybe has the best opportunity here.
Yeah.
If they came back on July the 1st, they could start off with an all-star game, and then they could start off with a shortened schedule, much as they have in strike years. So every sport will have to treat it differently.
Hang with us through the break, John. We'll continue the conversation on the other side. He's John Poulter, a professor of sports, coming to us all the way from Canada. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and you know what? I'm getting some funny conversations going from people that are listening to us on Sirius XM Channel 211, and they said maybe right now we should be called Dorf on the Virus, not Dorf on Sports, and there's a little humor in that, people, so take it, have a good sense of humor about things that are happening. I think that that's important, too. Don't lose your sense of humor. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and yes, we're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody.
Marchessault with a wrist shot blocked off the back glass by Orlov. Feeds it out in front to Smith, and it scores! Riley Smith goals in back-to-back games. Then it's sent back ahead, and here comes Burakovsky.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
That one's hit well. Deep to right field. Reyes going back. It is gone! A grand slam for Jay Bruce. Second home run of the night. He has six RBIs. And the Phillies have busted it open. It's 8-2.
It's got a chance. It is gone to the bleachers. Francisco Lindor. It's just his second home run this year, right-handed.
I'm sure that's what Sandy wants to see.
Lindor clobbers one deep to the bleachers in left field, and the Indians take the lead. A two-out, two-run homer for Francisco Lindor. And his second home run of the night as the Indians in front.
This is Dorf on Sports.
How come there's this banging going on every time we are hitting?
Welcome back in, everybody. Those are sounds that are like sweet music to all of our ears right now because, quite frankly, we're not hearing those things. And we'd be hearing them a lot here in the Valley of the Sun because Major League Baseball and spring training would be going on. We'd be out and about. We'd be at ballparks. We'd be touching people's hands. We'd be doing all kinds of things that we normally would be doing, but quite frankly right now we are not in a normal situation, and under unnormal situations you do different things, and that's kind of what we're doing right now. I wonder what people are doing that love sports, quite frankly. I wish we could get a little pulse on that. 1-800-878-7529. All you people that can't get enough of the sports world, what the heck are you doing right now to occupy your time? And, John, with that being said, looking at Major League Baseball, you just said maybe July 1st. I knew some people were hoping for Memorial Day, potentially, that kind of a thing, which would be somewhat interesting and cool, but that's probably not going to happen. And if they do come back, how many games do you think they play in Major League Baseball this year, John? Just take a wild guess. There's no right or wrong answer, obviously, because we're all speculating, but if they do get a season, how many games do you think we can anticipate them playing? Half, maybe?
Yeah, I would say a little bit over that, Andy. I'd say probably 90 would be my guess, and I'm basing that on the fact that I'm thinking July 1st as being the comeback date, and July, August, and September is roughly 90 days. They would probably play a condensed schedule. I would guess and say that they would probably eliminate interleague play for the year. They may eliminate a lot of road trips. For instance, the Eastern teams probably wouldn't go west and vice versa. You might see a lot more interdivision games. Obviously, they'd have to rework the entire schedule, and a lot of that would depend on ballpark availability. But that's a little easier these days now that we have so few teams. And I guess with Oakland moving to Las Vegas in the NFL, we don't really have any teams now that are in the NFL and MLB that share a stadium. So stadium dates might not be as big a trouble piece as it has been in the past. I'm guessing, and I'm going to say 90 days, 90 games sounds like a nice round number. It's enough games to get a reasonable season in and not think that your standings are distorted, and it's not putting people at a bit of a troublesome point with traveling, playing more than 90. So yeah, let's say 90. I think that's a reasonable guess.
John, I got a couple of questions for you here. First one simply is, you know, the Red Sox lose Sale to Tommy John. The Giants lose their right-handed pitcher, Beattie, to Tommy John as well. You know, if the season gets underway, like you said, you know, July 1st, what's a loss like that going to do for the Giants? What's a loss like that going to do for the Red Sox? And then, you know, the second question is, you know, what I think people tend to forget are, you know, when you talk about sports, you're talking about guys that are making, you know, just a boatload of money and can survive, you know, relatively easy, you know, if there is no season or for an extended period of time. Have you heard of anybody in Major League Baseball or even in the NHL talking about trying to help these arena workers, these stadium workers out who sell the popcorn, who give you the programs, you know, trying to help those people out? Because those people are really going to suffer.
Well, to answer the first question, I think the Red Sox and the Giants are really going to feel those two losses because neither team had a very strong pitching staff to start with. I guess the good news from those standpoints would be that obviously those two guys are out for the year, so better to lose a guy for a full season of 90 games than a full season of 162. So a bit of a silver lining there. In terms of teams helping out arena staff, I know that every team in Major League Baseball has contributed $1 million to a fund, and I don't know whether it's a central fund or whether each team is literally going to look after their own. I haven't heard all of the details on that. I know in the NHL certain teams are giving some assistance to arena workers. In the case of Toronto, the Maple Leafs and the Raptors and the Major League Soccer franchise are all owned by the same company, Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment Limited. So they're sort of contributing to those four teams themselves. So I don't believe the NHL has come out with a policy on that yet or a program for that. Certainly Major League Baseball has. The NBA, I believe, is doing something, and we've seen certain players giving some money, and I've seen figures of $100,000. I've seen figures of $1 million. I don't know, of course, whether those numbers are true, but I think it's laudable for any athlete making the money that they're making to help these people out at this time. And maybe that tells us a little bit about the character of some of these guys. We sit there and we criticize them for being prima donnas, but when you see them do something like that, it gives you a little bit more faith in their humanity aspects.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down the current situation of the sports world, which is obviously pretty flat right now, to be quite frank with you. And, you know, you've mentioned character, John, and I'm just kind of curious for both of you guys, are there any characters that you're following right now through social media that are obviously trying to share a positive light on the situation and spread more joy than misery and pain and hatred? Is there anybody that you guys are following, baseball guys, anybody, just anybody you're following that might be a little bit uplifting in a tough time? John?
Nothing really. You know, quite frankly, every time you turn on the TV or you turn on your computer, you're bombarded with statistics, latest closures, a lot of it depressing. You tend to look at that sort of, at least I tend to look at that stuff rather quickly right now, absorb what I think is important and move on, because a lot of times you're seeing the same stories over and over and over again. But, you know, again, when an athlete donates money to something like that, it does give you a good feeling, and I think the fact that Major League Baseball, each team is contributing that $1 million, perhaps is putting it on a general foot rather than on an individual foot, which I think is also a good thing.
Yeah, no, guys like Sean Doolittle of the Nationals, he's a guy that's a little charismatic. Hunter Pence from San Francisco Giants. He's been an interesting guy to follow. Trevor Bauer, he's been interesting from the Cincinnati Reds a little bit. Alex Bergman, I know the people are a little down on the Houston Astros, but he's been a guy to kind of check out a little bit. I don't know if you've seen Alex Rodriguez and his family. They're doing stuff to keep people uplifted. Mike, have you noticed anything?
You know, good question there, Dorf. You know, for me, it's kind of Kevin Love of the NBA. Like, when he first came out, he was one of the first players or the first player to donate money to help these arena workers out, stadium workers out. And he's, you know, in the past couple of years, he's just been a real uplifting kind of guy because he's dealt with some depression issues, and he was the first one to kind of come out and say it's okay to say that you have, you know, depression, here's how I dealt with it, here's how it can help you, I can help you with this. So, you know, a guy like that, and, you know, it kind of helps to, you know, to see Kevin Love do it. He's born and bred in Oregon, so you got an Oregon guy that's stepping up to the plate to help people that he doesn't even know. So, you know, Kevin Love, for me, you know, baseball guys or hockey guys, I just couldn't tell you in terms of that.
I got you. Hey, John, as always, a true pleasure to talk to you about whatever is going on in the sports world, whether it's good, bad, ugly, positive, negative. It's always good to hear your voice, my friend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, the same to you guys. Always a pleasure to join you. Hopefully next week we can chat in more pleasant circumstances and have some good news to report. And until then, take care.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, we're still able to talk sports. We're still able to kind of get things going and try to take things off of people's mind a little bit. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through. Keep it close.
Gets to the basket. Can't get it to go. Horford had it. Goes back up. Bang shot. Missed it. Tips it to Baines. Baines blocked by Love.
Love on a kick. James directing traffic. Love spots up. It's a three.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home. And make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Third and 10 down for Brady from the gun, wide to his left at the Patriot 42. Brady backs up, stands in. He's going to throw a long ball to a wide open Dorsett. He's going to hit him in stride at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Patriots!
Watson in the pocket. Watson rifles over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins. Big time throw. And Hopkins with a snatch. The Texans once again silence the crowd in New Orleans.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Heaven help us.
Welcome back, everybody. Talking about stealing the show and making the news and headlines over the coronavirus. I'll tell you what, the NFL literally has stolen the limelight, Mike Wilson, and rightfully so. I'm glad, to be quite honest with you, that they are figuring out a way to take our minds off of things and having the NFL free agency and offseason signings, the frenzy that was the other day, Tom Brady now in Tampa Bay, he and Bill Belichick no longer together, D-Hop now here in Arizona, going to be catching balls from Kyler Murray. I mean, holy, you know what, my friend? I can't believe what took place in the NFL. And quite frankly, that was fantastic because people were talking about that on social media for a little bit instead of COVID-19. And dude, it's more wild than COVID-19 if you ask me, man. I'm sorry, but what's going on in the NFL right now? Unbelievable. So much player movement, Mike.
Oh, so much player movement. And like you said, I mean, this kind of free agent stuff with the NFL came at just the right time because of everything going on with the virus and those kind of things. And it took, especially us sports fans, you know, took our mind off of more serious stuff. We got to see who's going where, and Brady signing for $50 million for 2 years, fully guaranteed with the Tampa Bay Bucks, and, you know, the whole thing with Dak. And, hey, look, I know you don't like me to mention their name, but my Miami Dolphins are spending a ton of money on the defensive side of the ball. They made some moves. We got some pretty good cornerbacks right now. We got some linebackers. There's still money out there for them to spend. So they've been big spenders. And, you know, right here in town, I mean, look, we got the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, their bandwagon is filling up pretty quick. So, with the acquisition of DeAndre Hopkins. And I would just tell everybody with that, with, you know, you're excited about DeAndre Hopkins and Kyler Murray and, you know, everything else with that offense, just keep in mind, I got two words for you, Cleveland Browns. All right, you can't get too hyped up and thinking that you're going to make this deep run in the playoffs or, you know, win the division, because the Cardinals are still in arguably now the toughest division in all of football. You got the Niners, you got the Seahawks, and people can say what they want about the Rams, but, you know, they release Gurley, but they're still pretty good. They're not, the Rams aren't some scrub team. So, you know, the Cardinal fans can be excited for sure, but don't think that this is like the beginning of some dream season for you.
Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, brother, let's have hope, let's have optimism. And I think that, you know, everybody that supports an NFL football team should have hope and have optimism about what could happen for their team in the future. And, you know, look, the Cardinals did all right with D-Hop. I'm sorry. And I guess that what you and I are trying to figure out is how in the world do the Texans just let this happen when, you know, you trade him for David Johnson, whose productivity is obviously nowhere near the productivity of DeAndre Hopkins. The guy's one of the best receivers in the game. He gets you 100 catches all the time and, you know, over 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns or something along those lines. This guy's a playmaker. We know that. So I think there's something more to it. And we found out that he and Bill O'Brien had a little bit of a falling out to a certain degree. I don't want to take sides, because that's not what we're supposed to do. At the end of the day, we're supposed to just kind of analyze this and kind of figure it out. I think that Hopkins is going to want a bunch of money at some point. Will the Cardinals pay him? We don't know that. And I know he's got a couple few years left on his current contract. But I do think that was something that was going on with he and the Texans. And then obviously the fallout with him and Bill O'Brien. And that, quite frankly, I don't know what he's thinking, because if you're thinking about retooling, then you got to retool. But to me, it looks like they're more in a rebuild, which I don't know if they were all that far away in the first place. So I think it just leaves a lot of us scratching our head about that decision, man.
No, it does. And, you know, you just got to take it for what it is. I mean, it's NFL free agency. It's like any other kind of free agency out there. Teams do things for certain reasons. And, you know, if the Cardinals do, you know, and this would kind of be a shock to me, if they pay DeAndre Hopkins or they redo his deal, that would kind of shock me for the future, because they're not exactly known for taking care of players, you know, restructuring things, player. I don't know. It just would shock me if the Cardinals did that. But the second thing is, you know, let me ask you about, I got three quarterbacks here, and I just want your thoughts, Dorf. Cam Newton, it doesn't seem like there is a market for him. And that tells you a lot about sometimes what teams think about a player, you know, and Cam Newton is still out there and nobody, I haven't heard anything about any team having, you know, any interest in Cam. You know, when you take a look at Cam, he had one good year. He had an MVP year when they went to the Super Bowl. But that's been about it. He's not a fundamentally sound guy in terms of throwing the ball. He doesn't seem like he wants – I don't want to say he doesn't seem like he wants to get better at his craft, but he doesn't seem like he takes the time to do that. Like, he has other interests that – are bigger than maybe getting better at football. And then you got Jameis Winston. You know, he wants $30 million, you know, but he threw 30 picks. I don't see a big market for him. And then the whole Dak Prescott thing. I don't know what to think about the whole Dak Prescott thing, other than the Cowboys aren't exactly sold on him as a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And, you know, otherwise, you know, getting a contract for him, a long-term extension, would have been a no-brainer, you know. So just tell me what your thoughts are on those three quarterbacks, buddy.
All right, so we'll start with Cam Newton. I think there's a lot of uncertainty about this guy moving forward, obviously with the injury. Didn't play most of the season last year. And they've obviously decided to go in a different direction. So I guess I'm trying to think of some places that might make sense where you're going to need a veteran leader to come in and maybe help one of your younger guys. And I guess I'm thinking maybe the New York Giants at this moment in time might not be a bad fit for Cam Newton, because obviously you're going to have Daniel Jones be the guy who is their franchise quarterback, but maybe you just have this guy there just in case something happens. But I think that there's more uncertainty about Cam than anything at this point in time, and maybe for a few different reasons. The injury, like I mentioned, and maybe like what you mentioned about him not wanting to get necessarily better at his craft. And I mean, he's physically a gifted guy. We know that. So, you know what? You just got to go out there and you got to work on what you can do best and try to make that like nobody else. And I don't know if Cam Newton can do that at this point in his career. Jameis Winston, man, oh man, I there's something that I really like about Jameis. And quite frankly, it's that mentality that I can throw five interceptions in a football game, but I'm still going to come back and I'm going to compete and I'm going to try to keep throwing touchdowns at the same time. And with Jameis, I think there's just so much. Again, is this guy a leader? Can this guy lead your team? I think that that's a huge question. And you know, you mentioned Cleveland before. Let's throw him to the Cleveland Browns for crying out loud, and let's let him and Baker Mayfield battle this thing out to see who winds up being the real quarterback there in the future. And I don't know. I personally think he could push Baker, to be honest with you, because I'm not the biggest Baker Mayfield fan. So truth be told, I think that when you're talking about Jameis and you're talking about Cam, I think there's so much uncertainty about these guys that if you're going to take a chance on them, Cleveland, that might be a spot, and the Giants, that might be the spot for those two guys. And who was the third quarterback you were asking about?
Dak Prescott.
Man, oh, man. You know me. I got some love for Dak, and I don't understand what the tough love is all about with Dak. We saw that Amari, he got paid, right? He gets a five-year deal. Ezekiel got paid. Dak Prescott, quite frankly, if you ask me, that's their most consistent guy, right? I mean, his numbers were top five as far as quarterbacks go, and ultimately, I'm not putting the blame on him that they're not going far in the playoffs. I mean, Jason Garrett is gone. You know, let's see if things will change a little bit. And I think that's maybe the big question is, how does Mike McCarthy come in here and make the difference for Dak Prescott? And could he be the reason that Dak Prescott winds up getting paid after next season, Mike?
Yeah, I mean that is the question with that. And you know, the thing that has amazed me about Dak is he's done absolutely everything the Cowboys have asked him to do. You know, he's been a good ambassador for them. He's not a 5 o'clock news guy. He's not gonna be on the news for beating his girlfriend, taking drugs, you know, that kind of thing. So we'll see. And like you said, I mean, you know, how does McCarthy come in here and use him? Because let's face it, McCarthy has weapons. He has one of the best offensive lines. He has Dak. He has Amari Cooper. He has Zeke back there in the backfield. I mean, if McCarthy can't find a way to make Dak, you know, an integral part of this offense, and that's on McCarthy. And I know how you feel about McCarthy, and I'm about the same. I got the same kind of feelings with him that you do. But you know, hey, look. At the same time, we're talking about Dak, you know, and not getting extended. We got arguably the GOAT, the quarterback GOAT of all time going to Tampa Bay. I mean, what's your initial thoughts on that? 2 years, fully guaranteed, $50 million. Is this something Brady's been wanting for a while, in your opinion, to show that he's the reason that New England, you know, has had the success that they've had in the past and just wants to show everybody that he is the guy?
Well, first things first, it's not Mike McCarthy, it's Mike McCarthy, okay, brother? First and foremost on that one. And then also on this Tom Brady thing, look, man, I think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers aren't that far away. And if you don't think that Tom Brady can still throw the football, people, you're sorely mistaken. I think this guy's going to come out with a vengeance. I think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the city that will be hosting the Super Bowl next year. I think there's so much on their minds. Bruce Arians is a guy that is known to have some success with guys. Carson Palmer, Peyton Manning, or I'm sorry. There are guys that this guy has a lot of success with. So at the end of the day, I think Tom Brady is the perfect fit for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a really good wide receiver core. And don't get crazy and think that Julian Edelman won't follow him there too. So I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers could be really good next season. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Brady now over 300 yards for the game, 83rd time in his career. Looking for all of it. Unloads to the end zone. Caught by Gordon. Touchdown, Patriots.
From the 8, Brady drops back, looks to his right, he pumps, he steps up, he dumps it off for Edelman at the 5. Yeah. After tackle, he dives to the end zone. Night. Touchdown, Patriots.
Woo. You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
This is sick to my stomach.
Welcome back in, people. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Haven't done this all day. Follow us. Check us out on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. You can always check us out on all the different social media. Facebook, it's also Dorf on Sports. And then on Instagram, we are The Real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, speaking of that, man, obviously life has changed for the foreseeable future, how we know it. But I know you are a lot like myself. I know you're getting out, you're exercising. And quite frankly, I think at this point in time, I think that people need to get out, exercise, look at their health and wellness, and be in better shape, quite frankly. And I know that you've lost like 25 pounds, brother, and I'm extremely proud of you. I'm impressed, and I just want to know, are you continuing the fight of that health and just getting out there and exercising and social distancing from people that way?
I am continuing it, and I am continuing it with my son, who's been with me the past few days, and we go out and play basketball. He still thinks he can beat his old man at games, and he wants to play me one-on-one today, and he's talking all sorts of smack. So, yeah, we'll get that in. But I've been running now about 3 miles, between 3 and 4 miles a day, and watching what I eat, eating a lot of fish, and, you know, it's all good, man.
That's good stuff, man. I love it. So stay clean, stay healthy, stay fit during these tough times, because you know what? You can't take away your health as long as it is in great health, if you know what I'm saying. Anyways, got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back with hour number two. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Top-level negotiations between Congress and the White House are pushing toward a resolution on the $1 trillion-plus economic rescue package as President Donald Trump urges to get a deal done. Talks also continue to narrow on the so-called Marshall Plan for hospitals, as well as industry loans to airlines and others, all but grounded by the virus outbreak. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that all sides are very close to the bipartisan resolution. He also said he's instructed committee chairman to assemble draft legislation, putting the price tag at nearly $1.4 trillion. And he also said, with other measures from the Federal Reserve, it could pump $2 trillion into the U.S. economy. Negotiations are now focused on providing direct relief to Americans with one-time checks of $1,200, as well as ongoing payroll support and enhanced unemployment benefits for the newly out of work. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business. He says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Trump administration harshly criticized France for releasing an Iranian man wanted for prosecution by the United States in an apparent prisoner swap with Iran. The State Department said it deeply regrets the unilateral French decision to release Jalal Rahalyad, who was the subject of the U.S. extradition request on charges of violating American sanctions on Iran. Spokeswoman Morgan Ortegas said in a statement that France had failed to uphold its obligation under the Joint Extradition Treaty and harmed the cause of American justice. A worldwide group representing Olympic hopefuls is calling on the IOC to postpone the Tokyo Olympics until the coronavirus pandemic is under control. The group called Global Athlete said, as the world unites to limit the spread of COVID-19, the IOC must do the same. This show of solidarity among Olympic hopefuls adds to the dozens of individual athletes who have come out against IOC's current stance, which is to start the games as scheduled on July 24. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Baby by Jimmy Fallon. That's me.
As schools close indefinitely, children are now being forced to adjust to learning at home, and some kids may now become food insecure. A group of celebrities, including Jennifer Garner, Amy Adams, and Jimmy Fallon, are hoping to ease both of the challenges. They're working with Save the Children and No Kid Hungry, two organizations that work to ensure children around the world have resources to grow up healthy. To get more information, go to #SaveWithStories. Actor and singer Kenny Rogers, who spanned jazz, folk, rock, country, and pop, has passed away. He died at his home in Sandy Springs, Georgia. He was under hospice care and died of natural causes. His breakthrough came when he was asked to join the folk group the New Christie Minstrels in 1966. The band reformed as the First Edition and scored a pop hit, which later became famous in the movie The Big Lebowski.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
After the group broke up in 1974, Rogers started his solo career and found a big hit with the sad country ballad Lucille in 1977, which earned Rogers his first Grammy. He won his second Grammy after being part of a movie, The Gambler.
You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done.
Kenny Rogers was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorf on Sports radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others, and maybe even good evening to some of you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He would be Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can check us out on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. To hook up with us and talk to us about whatever is on your mind, you can hit us up at 1-800-878-7529. Let us know what's going on in your world at this very moment in time. What are you doing to keep yourself busy, people? Are you watching lots of reruns? Are you watching lots of new shows on Netflix? Are you checking out the news all day long? Are you driving yourself nuts? Are you healthy? Are you exercising? What are you doing, Mike Wilson, right? That's the big question on everybody's mind right now.
That is the big question for everybody, and hopefully everybody's getting out a little bit, getting some fresh air, spending a little bit more time with the kids, the wife, the husband, you know, all that kind of stuff, and kind of reconnecting with the family. So, you know, we'll get through this, like I said, at the top of the show, but it's just going to take a little discipline on everybody's part.
Speaking of discipline, man, I hear that loud and clearly, and I think at this time we may have a lot of babies happening, and we may have a lot of divorces happening, quite frankly. So You never know which side of the spectrum you're going to fall on. Hopefully it's the better half for you, but obviously I'm joking around in light of the situation. But on the other side, we're going to hook up with our good buddy, Brett Boone. You can check him out on MLB Network. You can obviously check him out here with us, too, on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So keep it close, everybody. Like I said, Brett Boone on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody.
At Chili's, we know things are a little uncertain these days. We'd like to help out by waiving our delivery fees.
Delivery is free, baby, free, baby, free.
So you get all your Chili's favorites in your home.
Or right to your car, baby, car, baby, car.
There's curbside delivery, too. Just order on Chili's.com.
It's super easy, two birds with one Chili's.
With Chili's right to your door and no delivery fees.
We've got your back, baby, back.
At Chili's.com.
Delivery is free, baby, free, baby, free.
Mm-hmm.
Together we Chili's, oh yeah, baby, yeah.
Where available, free delivery through Chili's.com, not via third-party delivery platform. Additional restrictions may apply.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The 2-2. Fowler swings and sends a ball into the right field corner. Hayward up and over the fence! Hayward got a glove on it! But Dexter Fowler has just walked it off! Santa Maria!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, my people. Getting your mind off of what is going on in the current situation. That is what we're trying to do here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. With Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf. You can always check us out on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. All the social media stuff on Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. And then on Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of real, we are now going to hook up with the real Brett Boone. You can check him out on Major League Baseball Network when things are going on there, and then obviously you can check him out here. And if you don't remember who Brett was, former Major League Baseball second baseman, during his career, Brett was a three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, two-time Silver Slugger Award winner, and he's a third-generation professional athlete, mostly known as baseball's first family, the Boone family. Good morning, Brett. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
Can't complain. Obviously, things are a little different. I think the sounds that we heard on that highlight are something that we all are extremely missing big time right now. We want to hear those highlights. We want to see the guys running around the bases. First and foremost, what are you doing to keep yourself busy right now?
I am going to the grocery store every day for all my kids running around, bugging me, driving me crazy because I won't let them leave the house. I'm doing what everybody else is trying to do. I'm taking a walk. I'm walking the steps. I'm coming back. I'm trying to figure out this Twitter thing. I'm critiquing baseball coaches online. You know, all the normal stuff that we do. Now, it's just, I don't know. I think we're all kind of fish out of water. We don't quite know what to do with ourselves. So when you take away everything, it's just kind of surreal. I mean, when in our lifetime has every sport just been off the table, you know? So there's nothing really to watch. You know, I'm talking to a lot of friends I haven't talked to in a long time and trying to get through this like everybody else.
I feel you. Go ahead, Mike.
Now, Brett, once again, welcome to the show. And, you know, with not a lot of guys, you know, taking it over the fence, running around the bases because of the virus, you know, there are still some things happening here. The Giants lose one of their pitchers, Beattie, to Tommy John. We all know Red Sox, Chris Sale is going under Tommy John. I just want to get your thoughts on what that's going to mean if and when the season gets back underway for Major League Baseball with those two squads.
Well, I think, you know, I think, I don't know how much either one this year was going to be a contender. I think as this goes on and then as this, the unknown is out there as far as when, if at all, this season is going to continue, you know, it kind of hit me about 3 weeks ago when I got a call from my son who's in, you know, college in his baseball season. He was told that it was completely canceled. And then the next step was his school was canceled and he was getting kicked out of his dorm. You know, at the time, just as a dad, I'm thinking, well, that's a little severe, you know, to just cancel everything. How about a 2 week, let's check it out in 2 weeks thing. The next thing to come was the other, you know, the big conferences, the SEC and you know, the big Division I conferences. Next thing you know, spring training comes to a halt, but they're still going to stay. Next thing you know, they're sending players home from spring training, bumping that opening day back. Now they bumped it back again. And I think at this point, I think the players that are on the bubble, the players that have those injuries that we're going to try to get through the 2020 season with a pretty aggressive rehab program, I think they're rethinking that now and going, you know what? I could shore this up. The season's not going to be a full season anyway. If I can nip this in the bud right now, maybe going forward to 2021, you know, just lose as little time as they possibly can.
And that's an interesting. Go ahead, finish. Well, I was just going to say that's really interesting. I mean, I never really thought of it like that. And if you're a player that does have an injury right now, this actually gives you some time to maybe get back into the game first and foremost, and obviously depending on the magnitude of that injury. And then for some of those guys that were worried about not being able to get back, this gives them more of a chance. I actually think that this could wind up benefiting a lot of people in that sense, Brett.
Yeah, and I don't think – you know, I don't think any player really thinks, oh, that's great that we're sequestered in our house and there's this strange virus we've never seen. But from a professional standpoint, you know, you look at guys that were going to miss opening day or miss a month or miss 2 months, all of a sudden those guys are probably going to miss no time whenever this season gets up and running. The guys like Sale, who's signed for a lot of money in a lot of years with the Boston Red Sox and is – you know, supposed to be the rock in that rotation, you know, all of a sudden he's been going through these arm problems and just gets to a point where, you know, and I'm sure he's working closely with the Red Sox and the doctors and saying, you know, what are my options here? I'm rehabbing it as aggressively as I can. It's not coming back. as this thing draws on, what's the best worst-case scenarios? Well, maybe now we know it's not going to be a 162-game schedule as it's looking. We're down to, what is it, 130 now. Okay, in 2 weeks from now, is it 100 games, and then it's 80. So he's probably just thinking, if I can get this thing cleaned up, I'm going to be ready to go for 2021. Versus missing a full 162 games, maybe whatever this shortened season is going to be, it's kind of going to be less of an impact on his team and his career.
Brett, with everybody having to stay home, and you mentioned, your kids are driving you nuts. I mean, mine too. I mean, they don't know what to do, and they're on their phone all the time. They're like, wow, outside, fresh air, what's all this about? But
I told them, when we were kids, we'd be out riding our bikes right now, playing a wiffle ball game.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be playing, street hockey and moving the goals when a car had to pass. But that was when we were kids. The kids today, they don't do things that we used to do. So this is very different for them. It's kind of weird, but one of my sons, he's 15. He actually wants to go back to school. He misses his buddies because I'm being the mean dad, I'm kind of trying to follow the rules the best I can and keeping them all at home. I'm cautioning on the side of the safest thing I can do. So I'm keeping them all corralled, but it's actually been fun having them around, to a point. I look for excuses to go out and go to the grocery store again, the fifth grocery store of the day, but we're holding it down, and I think everybody else is going through this too, and I think the better job we do as a society, the quicker we're going to get to the other side.
No, I think that's a great point and an optimistic way of looking at it. That is the voice of Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball second baseman. Obviously, during his career, he was a three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glover winner, two-time Silver Slugger Award winner, and obviously we appreciate him. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation because I kind of want to ask you about how many games you think are actually going to get played, who you do think is going to be really good, and some of the ins and outs about Major League Baseball. And then obviously we'll get your thought maybe even on some of the free agent stuff that's happening in the NFL, because quite frankly, if there's one sport that's been extremely active right now, it's definitely the NFL. So keep it close, everybody. We got to take a little pause for the cause. We're hanging out with Brett Boone, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Center field. This one is headed for the gap. Won't be caught. And it is one hop off the big wall. Turner will score. Eaton is trying to score. Anderson's relay to the plate. Eaton slides in and he scores. Rendon in at second with a two-run double. And the Nationals are on the board. It's now the White Sox 5 and the Nationals 2.
This is Dorf on Sports.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491.
That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
I think that's quite a stretch, I think. You know, clearly on what level did it impact things? You know, I guess we'll never know, and that's for people to draw their own conclusions on, but I think clearly when we're talking about some of the things that went on, those things have an effect on games, clearly.
Astros jumping out early, getting to that 8-run lead, eventually winning game one.
This ball's crushed to left field and well out of here. George Springer absolutely matches that pitch to left field for a 3-run home run, and the Astros out early 5-0.
You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
It wasn't earned. They cheated.
I agree 100%. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. And we are lucky enough to be hanging out with a good friend of mine, too, Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball second baseman during his career, 3-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glove winner, 2-time Silver Slugger Award winner, and I'm honored and privileged to call him a friend of mine. Obviously, our relationship has grown over the past couple of years, and I'm enjoying the ride as much as possible. And I, sooner or later, one of these days, when all this gets past us, Brett, we're going to have to get together, man. I mean, it's one of those things. I like putting the name with the face, and I know what your face looks like. You know what my face looks like, but we've never met in person. And one of these days, when all this stuff goes past us, we're going to have to get together, my friend.
Yeah, definitely. Send the jet.
Hey, I'm down, man. I'm totally down. So getting back to what I said to you before the break about how many games do we think might be played in the Major League Baseball season, what's your guess?
And when do
they come back?
Man, here's what's going on behind the scenes, and it's something that I really haven't had to think about. You know, one time that I can kind of wrap my brain around this, what it was like. You know, I was part of the 94 when the strike hit, and
yeah,
we ended up canceling the World Series. And that was kind of surreal as a player I believe it was in August, walking out and not playing baseball. And then, you know, everybody was wondering what's next. And then the playoffs were canceled, and then eventually the World Series was canceled. So that was the only thing I can kind of compare to this as an athlete. Well, when you're supposed to be on the field, these guys are supposed to be starting the season right now, and they're at home trying to find somewhere to work out. So they're kind of going through uncharted waters right now. But what's going on behind the scenes is more interesting to me, because I know what those meetings are like behind the doors and meeting with those owners and negotiating that basic agreement. These players right now are thinking, are we getting paid? You know, there's some big money out there with some big contracts. And for me, I didn't even think about that because I'm not a current player and it wasn't affecting me. But if I really get into it, it's, you know, who is reliable or who is responsible right now for the paychecks? And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about the Fox Newses of the world or the Fox Sports and ESPN. The people that pay billions of dollars to Major League Baseball to have rights to the product. Well, all of a sudden the government decides that the product's not going to be on the field. Who does do the owners still get paid? And if they don't, how do the owners pay these multi-million dollar salaries? And it's a trickle down. And that you haven't even got into the minor league situation where they don't have that big, strong union to fight for them. So these minor league kids that are getting ready to go to their assignment, whether it's A ball, double A, triple A, are they getting paid? It's very, and not only that, it's the service time comes into play now. It's not our fault. It's nobody's fault. We knew when we were walking out on strike, we knew we weren't getting paid. That was a choice that was being made by the players. So there was no gray line there. In this situation, these players are chomping at the bit, ready to go, and they're told they can't play because of what's going on, and completely understandable. But those are the things going on. The service time is really something that the union fights for to get, you know, it's not these players' fault that they're not playing. So they want that whatever time they're missing, they want that service time. That'll be negotiated out. But it's interesting to me and and what are they going to do? Are they going to get paid? Are they not going to get paid? How does that affect the whole system from, like I said, the ESPN dollars to the owners, to the players, to the people that work at the stadium? That, you know, I saw something online the other day. I haven't been following it that close, but I saw where each major league team donated $1 million to take care of the people that work in the stadiums and the concession. But I haven't seen anything about the minor league guys. You know, I think I saw a couple teams that were going to take care of their minor league players. So these are things that, and it's not just sports, you know, and I don't want to put it in that frame that, oh, it's really important that you take care. That's going on everywhere in our society right now with businesses, people losing their jobs, people that are used to going to work and rely on those paychecks to put food on their table. So it's not just the sports industry. It's every facet of life right now, and it's unfortunate. And like I said, I'm just hoping we all do our part and get through this and get to the other side as quick as we can.
Yeah, Brett, you know, one question that I had before we went to break, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, was, you know, these players are looking for a place to work out. If this was you, if you were in this situation that these current players are in, kind of in limbo a little bit, what would you be doing to try and get a workout in? I mean, would you just be like going running? And
well, I've got my son. He's a junior at Princeton, and his season was just cut short, you know, 7 games into the season. And I had to get him on a plane, and he's home with me now. And, you know, I'll wake up in the morning, and I'm getting my younger son's fed breakfast, and, you know, I'll hear something in the backyard, and I'll go outside and my son's out there with some dumbbells and skipping rope and doing whatever he's got to do. So he's still kind of finding a way to train. I think today we're going to go down to the park and I'm going to play catch with him if I can and see how my arm holds up. But, you know, he's one of the guys. He's trying to find a place. He wants to start hitting. Now, they've canceled his college season. So his next baseball activity right now is slated is the June draft, and he's also got a commitment in the Cape Cod League. So basically he's got to be ready 2 months from now. But with these young kids and you know, when baseball is their life and their passion, they got to find a way to stay in shape. These minor leaguers, you know, think of all the minor leaguers out there. The big leaguers are going to have a little more pick because of the position they're in and the financial situation they're in. A lot of these guys have cages at their house or you know, access to a facility. I heard something about the Padres. Don't quote me on this. I don't have the facts, but I heard they were going to start working out at Petco Field here in San Diego. That sounds great. I mean, I don't know how the social distancing is going to go there, but just being able to get in a cage and take some hacks, just so you're keeping your body ready for when that time comes and you get the word that you can be ready to go in a couple weeks' time. But it's definitely a challenge right now that I think everybody's going through. Nobody's alone in this situation. Everybody's kind of in the same boat. Like I said, I think that being a big leaguer right now and being in that situation, you're going to kind of have precedent to the facilities. They're going to get there before the minor leaguer gets there, before the college kids get there. But everybody's fighting for that time and wants to stay sharp so when they're called upon, they can be ready to go in a short time frame.
Hey, Brett, I'm going to let you go with this one and totally appreciate you taking time out with us. And maybe we'll have to make this a Sunday morning or Sunday evening or Sunday afternoon thing on a regular basis with you in the next foreseeable future. But you mentioned something that, you know, I heard, and I could kind of heard a little bit of a sparkle in your voice when you said it, when you said you're going to get out and throw the ball around and see if your arm hurts you and things like that. How much do you still enjoy throwing the ball around, and how much do you still enjoy seeing your kids obviously trying to get to the next level, and how much does that inspire you to still try to instill in them a great work ethic?
Oh, it's, you know, I joke about it a lot and you know, sometimes, you know, I don't want to watch every Major League Baseball game, but I'll tell you, when you go out and you're seeing your son play and pursuing what he wants to do for a living, that gets a sparkle in my eye. I mean, I remember when I was his age and that's all I could think about, you know, and any question you asked me was, no, baseball, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be a big leaguer. I'm going to play in the big leagues for 15 years and let's go work out. Let's do what we got to do. Let's go hit. Let's go throw. So I see that look in my oldest son's eyes. And I remember, you know, I remember when I was that age and how special of a time that is. So whenever I get to see any of my kids play, I actually really enjoy it. And especially when I see them having success, you know, I kind of hide when they're not having success. But no, that's a typical father thing. But it's pretty cool, you know. Sports is a big part of our society, big part of our culture. It puts a smile on your face when everyday life kind of can get people down. You can turn on your favorite team, or it could be anything: football, baseball, basketball.
I agree.
And it makes a difference. You know, it's some people, their outlet is going to a movie and seeing a feel-good movie. And right now, you know, we're all doing the best we can. But
I agree.
Hopefully we'll get this thing over with and move on with our lives. In the meantime, we got to make the best of it. And, you know, learning to just be still a little bit when the world's going so fast. You know?
Great points. Great points, Brett Boone. We got to run. We're up against it. Brett Boone, good talking to you. Got to take a break. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man. Seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
This is Lou Landers from Sports Overnight America. You can catch my co-host Ron McLeese and I every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network. We talk MLB, NFL, fantasy sports, gambling. We'll help you win money. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest news from around the world of sports. Sports Overnight America, 11 p.m. Pacific, every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
This is real. He can push me now, but come when we get into the octagon, I'm going to smash this dude. He hates getting punched in the face. I'm going to punch him over and over and over.
Smash this dude. Well, it's about time the UFC got on board with everybody else. And guess what? No more UFC events either, Mike Wilson. What do you think about them apples, my friend?
Well, those apples were, they were coming. It was only a matter of time with them. It's only a matter of time if there's still people out there doing stuff. That'll get canceled, that'll get taken away for a while, but, you know, the UFC guys, they'll figure something out to keep themselves in the news. But right now everybody's being overshadowed by the NFL.
Well, hey, just a quick question. You know, you did you see the horse race that went on? And I think it was in Louisiana, maybe on Saturday. Am I correct? Do you know about that horse event?
You got me. I had seen the horse race in Louisiana. Like, you're going to have to set some context for me there, buddy.
Well, I mean, all I know is I did see some sports happening on Saturday, and it was the four-legged variety, man. The horse races are still happening. No people in the stands, but the horses are able to go, and the jockeys are out there. So, look, at the end of the day, man, we're pretty much all shut down, and the world that we live in today is obviously a much different world than we live in on a normal basis. The sports world, the working world, everything has been taken away from us, except for the fact that we can continue to get ourselves outdoors, stay healthy, try to get your mind off of things as much as possible, and quite frankly, piggybacking what you said to me just a moment ago, the NFL has done a great job of doing that for us because of all the activity that took place with free agency and some of the trades that happened. Dude, at this point, I think you gotta like you gotta like Tom Brady in Tampa Bay. Okay, I'm sorry, but I said to you before, I didn't think that they were that far away. When you look at their defense, they lost, I think, 7 games by a touchdown or less last season. So if you take away a couple of turnovers a game that Jameis would have, you know what? Maybe this team is on the other side of 500, and they're actually a pretty good football team. So I really think Tampa Bay isn't far away, and I think it'd be extremely cool to see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers playing in the Super Bowl, because they could host it next season and play in the Super Bowl. So you bring Tom Brady in, you pay him $50 million bucks, you guarantee that money. There's no questions, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about the situation. You know exactly what you got yourself into, Mike. And quite frankly, you give him the keys and you say, in the next 2 years, let's see what we can have happen. But I mean, that wide receiver core is good. The defense is good. I like VA as a coach. You bring Tom Brady in now, a guy that's not going to make the bonehead mistakes, or at least he hasn't made those bonehead mistakes for the vast majority of his career. I think this is a good mix, man. I really do. I think it's a great fit.
No, I think it is a great fit as well. You know, there is no, like you said, ifs, ands, or buts about who's going to be the guy in charge on the field for the offense. And, you know, he has weapons around him, which, you know, you could make the argument he didn't have too many weapons around him up in New England for the last year or a couple of years. So it's going to be interesting to see. And if they make the Super Bowl, it's going to be the first time a team is, you know, going to the Super Bowl in their home stadium. So that would be kind of fun. That would be interesting to watch. And, you know, those people that doubt Brady, be careful what you wish for, because he's going to be extremely motivated to lead this team deep in the playoffs, if not the Super Bowl, to show everybody just the greatness that he has, and that those six Super Bowls in New England were more of him than Belichick. Even though, you know, everybody would admit, look, Belichick has to, you know, has to coach him up and has to put him in the right positions to be successful. But when you got arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, you know, under center for you, that helps quite a bit as well.
All right, so where are you on well, let's go through some of these. Emmanuel Sanders agrees to a 2-year deal with the Saints. Obviously, the 49ers just kind of rented this guy and made it to the Super Bowl with him, and then he's departing and going to the Saints. Do you like another weapon for Drew Brees? That's all I know, and I don't know if that guy needed any more weapons, quite frankly.
Yeah, I would have to say ditto on that one. That's a good pickup there with Emmanuel Sanders. He's been around for a while. He's made Super Bowl runs. He has great hands. He's a good teammate from what we can tell. So, yeah, I mean, he's going to fit in just fine with Michael Thomas and Drew Brees and the whole gang there in New Orleans.
So it looks like the Vikings defense that's been so good is kind of getting broken up a little bit. Defensive end Everson Griffin saying goodbye to the Vikings. The guy's been with them since 2010. He was a fourth rounder in 2010. That's pretty good longevity for that position, obviously. But are you worried? Not worried, but are you maybe concerned a little bit that the Vikings defense is going to be a little bit rattled and much different this season than it was last year?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, when you talk about the Vikings, one of the main things that you would talk about is their defense and their ability to, you know, shut the other team down, limit the other team's yards and just what they like to do up there. So you have to be a little concerned with what's going on up there. Is there an underlying reason why things are happening the way they are? But, going into next year, if there is a next year, that'll certainly be one of the question marks for the Minnesota Vikings.
There will be a next year, Mike Wilson. Come on now. Let's have some optimism. Let's have some hope. And we will figure this out, everybody. Let me let you know that first and foremost. We will figure this out. We will persevere. We will overcome this just like anything else. Tough times don't last. Tough people do. And we are all tough. The American people and the world in general is extremely tough. Hey, Melvin Gordon agrees to a deal with the Broncos. Obviously, they brought back Austin Eckler with the Chargers, so that just made sense that Melvin Gordon was going to be out of there with everything that happened at the beginning of the season, the guy not showing up, coming in late, this and that and the other. I think it was time for him to go. What say you?
Well, yeah, it was time to go, and the ironic thing was the amount of money that he signed for with the Chargers was roughly what what he signed with the Broncos was roughly what he was being offered by the Chargers. But you know, they're bringing back the other guy. So yeah, it absolutely makes sense that he goes on to, you know, a different team, different atmosphere. And, you know, sometimes players just benefit from a fresh start as well.
Yeah, no, I agree. And let me ask you about, again, we've talked a little bit about, well, first let's hit on this one. Todd Gurley leaves the Rams, and now he's going to the Falcons. Could he kind of rejuvenate himself with Atlanta, do you think, yes or no?
He could. It depends on how well that knee is rejuvenated. I saw reports yesterday that said his knee is still not what it should be in terms of rehabbed and healed and all that. So if he can get that knee to a point, where it's not going to suffer anymore, then, he's going to rejuvenate. But this is kind of a tenuous situation with a guy like Gurley. I like Todd Gurley. I mean, I like him as a running back. You can bring him out of the backfield. He can catch the ball. He's big. He's fast. But, when a running back has knee issues, that can spell doom in the long term.
Clay Matthews, obviously the Rams released him. The Packers released him before that, and I think he's been on a steady decline. Is there a market at all for Clay Matthews anymore?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think there's too many teams, if any, that are knocking down his door right now. But, look, different circumstances may arise with different teams, and they may come knocking at his door and give him a call. But for right now, yeah, I don't think there's much of a market for Clay Matthews, which is a shame. He's been a great player. He's been a great personality for the league. But sometimes, Father Time comes knocking a little earlier than you think.
Yeah, speaking of Father Time and maybe a little bit of a bad break for guys, Joe Flacco was waived by the Denver Broncos. I don't think that's necessarily a shock or a surprise. Obviously, this guy's a former Super Bowl winner, MVP. Is there a market for Joe Flacco anywhere in the NFL anymore?
Boy, I think I might have to stick to my statement that I just mentioned with Clay Matthews. I don't know. I mean, if there is, he's going in as a backup. I don't see any starting position with him. It's going to be interesting to who gets signed first, Jameis Winston, Cam Newton, or Joe Flacco. I mean, that's going to be an interesting thing to kind of keep tabs on.
Yeah, okay, so the Cardinals have done more than just DeAndre Hopkins, by the way, too. Linebacker Devondre Campbell agrees to a one-year deal with the Cardinals, and that was already after they had bolstered the linebacker corps a little bit because they added Devon Kennard, the son of Derek Kennard, by the way, former Detroit Lion linebackers Devon Kennard, But do you like what the Cardinals are doing on both sides of the ball, yes or no?
Yeah, no, I do. I mean, look, they're spending money. And to be successful in any pro league, you got to spend money on players that fit what you want to do to get to where you want to go. And the Cardinals are doing that. And they signed Kenyon Drake, who actually turned out to be a pretty good player for them, to a tender of, I think it's like $8.5 million or something like that, a one-year tender. So, they're bringing in guys that think that fit what they want to do. The jury is still out for me with their head coach, Kingsbury. So, if Kingsbury can do something this year and provide a little bit more hope for the future for the Cardinals, then, the sky can be the limit. But, your players got to play, man.
Yeah, and by the way, it was an 8.4, so you're just like 100K off. No big deal. But what are your thoughts on Steve Keim? Does this – if things work out, does he completely get the fan support moving forward? Because obviously we've seen – the disaster that's happened from off the field stuff to obviously on the field stuff. So if this works out well and these moves that Steve Keim has made here in the offseason pan out, does the fan base completely support this guy and does the future look bright for him with the Arizona Cardinals?
I don't know if they'll completely support him, but he'll certainly get more support if all this works out. I mean, that just kind of comes with the territory. I mean, your team – does well, you get the credit. Your team does not so well, you're going to get a lot of the blame. And with a lot of stuff that's happened in Kime's career with DUIs and different things and drafting poorly and all that kind of stuff, Steve Kime could use a round of good feeling towards him from the fans. So, you know, if Kenyon Drake and D-Hop and Kyler Murray and all those guys do well, he's going to get a lot of the credit. But they got to get in charge of their offensive line and their back end of their defense now.
All righty, folks. We got to take another pause for the cause. We'll come back and wrap things up, do what we always do with parting shots. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Off the Minnesota 20. Four-man rush. Ryan going to flip, looking for and caught Calvin Ridley. The touchdown.
Sets up behind the line on the right side. Devontae blocking, and Gurley gets in. Now the Rams get their touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt. Call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with us today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And obviously, before we get to our parting shots, check us out on Facebook. Obviously, it's Dorf on Sports. You can like the page. On Twitter, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And obviously, we want to thank our guest, John Poulter, our professor of sports, who hangs out with us. He comes to us from Canada. And then Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, a good friend, a great guy. And just obviously, we're all going through this together. Mike, it's parting shot time. You're up, my friend.
My parting shot is pretty simple this week. Just everybody, just stay home, stay with your family, get out and about a little bit, get some fresh air, go exercise, but don't congregate with a bunch of people. Respect what the doctors and the people that are in the know are saying.
Otherwise, we could have some craziness, and you may have the National Guard and military all over your state and place, and then that's when you're really going to feel it. But, hey, I got to give a shout-out to Mitch in Santa Monica because he sent me out a message here telling everyone to surrender to the flow and practice safe social distancing. And it's a fish term if you don't know. And if you don't know who Fish is, people, I suggest you go check out them. Look them up on YouTube. A great band, a good way to spend your time. And I guess that's going to be my parting shot today, guys. Think about what you do with your time right now. You're going to be doing things that you don't normally do. You're going to have that time to spend with your wife, your family, your kids. Get outdoors. Get to the parks. Stay safe and stay healthy. And for everybody else involved, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.